Dear friends, in the story that we just heard, we see Jesus healing a woman who has been crippled for 18 years. And 18 years, we agree, is quite a long time. Imagine that you were this woman, and you've been struggling with an illness, whatever it is, for many years. And then you're told that there's a healer in town. The woman, after 18 years, must have visited one healer after another. Then again, why not? So she goes to the place where Jesus was. And the gospel story says that she was bent over and was quite unable to stand up straight. And Jesus feet were hauled her over, and then he healed her. Now it's important to notice the words that this particular gospel uses. It does not say, "You are healed." What Jesus said was, "You are set free from your infirmity." And then he laid his hands on her, and immediately the story says she stood up. She stood up straight, and she began praising God. Now you'd think that everybody would be happy, but that was not the case. The leader of the synagogue, a place of worship for the Jews, was upset that Jesus would perform this on the Sabbath day, when no work was supposed to be done. It just wasn't allowed. So it's a story of Jesus also breaking the rules. The leader says there are 6 days for work. Healing can be done in those 6 days, but not today. Not on the Sabbath. And that's typical of those for whom rules are the most important thing in life. It offends people when their rules are being broken by somebody who doesn't comply. But Jesus knew the law. And there's an exception to the Sabbath rule. The exception is that animals can be cared for during the Sabbath, believe it or not. And so Jesus says to the leaders, "You hypocrites, don't you unplow your donkey or your cow on the Sabbath, so that you can lead them to water? So why can't this daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has bound for 18 years, not be set free on the Sabbath?" It's a well-crafted question, and they did not have an answer to it. And that's why it says they were put to shame by this. And the crowd rejoiced. The ordinary people who knew what it was like to be outcast, to be excluded, they were the ones who were happy. During the time of Jesus, any kind of deformity in your body, any kind of disease, was seen as a punishment by God. And so people, the blind, the crippled, the lepers, they were all considered unclean, and they were cast out by society. And to that burden of illness that they have, it added an even greater burden, the burden of shame. Enough to weigh this woman down and crippled her as well. The sick and the disabled were shamed wherever they went. Most recently, did you hear about that hate mail that was sent to this mother who had an autistic child? This was in Oshawa, right? Right here? Right there, girl? How does it feel if you are the mother? That's what we're talking about. The people who are considered imperfect, unclean. Some people think that they ought to be gotten rid of. So this woman has been shamed enough for 18 years until that day when Jesus healed her and honored her by calling her a daughter of Abraham. That's like saying you are one of us. You have every right to be here in this church. You can stand shoulder to shoulder with anyone. You are restored. you can experience this freedom, this deliverance for yourself. On the other hand, there are those who are guardians of tradition, the keepers of the faith, who disagree with that move. So closer to home, I thought I'd share with you and focus your attention to people around us who have been in similar situations. So John, as some of you know, has spent many years standing in front of Shoppers Drug Mart just across the street. And he's begging passers-by for spare change. One day as I was coming to work, I saw John in front of the South River Deli Center. And I asked him, "Good morning, what are you doing here?" And he said, "I'm waiting for the center to open." And I asked him why. And he said, "Because I need a cup of coffee." And so I said, "Well, why don't we have coffee together?" So we went to that place where Brian had breakfast, just across the street from South River Day. We had coffee together, and he tells me this long story of what he has been through. This week, we got good news. A sudden change. A relief. Being set free, John has been accepted into the system with some help from people. He is now eligible for social assistance, even with a room, a place to go to. But for a long time, John walked the streets of Queenie, lived in a trailer, someplace in the dark, he said, sometimes, a place where nobody can see. And because that was his style of life, there was one time that he comes to church here at Queenie, and the night before, there were some people who thought it was great fun to step on John's hands. And John came to coffee and shows everyone his swollen hands. That's what life is like on the street. And hopefully, that piece of life, as we're talking about life today, is history for John. Hopefully, this new break will give him a little bit more comfort than he's used to. Last Wednesday, after our session meeting, I met Summer camping on the East Lawn. And she told me what she told Jean. She was looking for a metal detector. A metal detector. Why would you be on the east side lawn looking for a metal detector? I'm sure none of you did it. The dean asked why. And she said, because she's looking for a nail. Now tell us, Jean, why is she looking for a nail?
She says she's looking for a nail that I'm not quite sure whether she put it in the dirt or someone put it in the dirt, and it's something to do with the attic break. And she needed to have that nail removed. So she wanted the medicine removed again.
So Summer is looking for a nail. Because she thinks that there are people around, close to this church, who are performing satanic rites. Maybe that's her way of stopping them. It was clear to me after hearing that story that there was some image, there was kind of a movie that was running inside Summer's head that she was not in control of. And that is not unusual again for people who are living on the street, some of whom are heavily medicated. They are, like the gospel story, Summer is a woman who is bent out of shape, if you will, broken by life, by living life being shamed as an outcast. Jesus Jesus promised to us today, to show us the way to be truly human as God wants it, as God created us to be. Jesus comes to us to let us know that we're not alone in this. He comes to call us to become the family of God in Lebanon. And our scriptures tell us that when the world lives according to what God wants, then good things happen. Children no longer have to go to bed hungry. Whereas today you read the news and you read about children in Syria being gassed, basically being killed in their sleep. When the world lives according to God's dream and God's vision, then peace comes. That is what the scripture says. So all of us are held together in some kind of bondage by something or other. And one way that we can look at Jesus is Jesus comes to set us free. Those are the words of scripture for today. Think about it. All of us are bent over by burden. Jesus comes to heal us so we can stand up, and we can stand up straight, and we can stand up shoulder to shoulder with anyone in the community, like sons and daughters of Abraham. And so on days when it gets really bad, and we can talk to people, you know that there is such days. And there are days like that for all of us. When days come, when it gets really bad, think about the story of Jesus and this woman. Think about the fact that God has a dream that is just for you. And God will not rest until that dream is accomplished. And nothing, and absolutely nothing, can stand in the way of that dream happening and being fulfilled in your life. If you believe that's a true story or a true statement, say amen. Our God is an awesome God, and our God is people. And we praise God for that. And we thank Jesus for that. So on this one day, out of desperation, she does the unthinkable. She walked into church on the Sabbath because she was desperate. She got up. She walked her way. She heard his leader. She went there. She was hurting. She was laboring. She was ashamed. And as she went from that Sabbath, she probably told herself that she should have gotten there. Because they're all looking at her. But she was desperate. She just wanted to hear Jesus, to see him, to touch him, and to be touched by him. And when she got there, he healed her. Woman, you are set free. The older translation said, you are loose from that which binds you. Free from the Satan that bought you. Free from that which cripples you. Free from whatever it is that is preventing you from being the woman, the person that God wants you to be. If you look at the text, in the text of Luke, just a few chapters back, on the very, very first sermon that Jesus delivered in that synagogue, he quotes from the prophet Isaiah, and this is what he said: the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives, recovery of sight to the blind, to set liberty at liberty all who are oppressed, and proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. When life is lived according to the Spirit of God, according to God's dream, then people begin to have the power to live victoriously. We can face whatever it is that life throws at us. We can actually look at life, we're talking about the life today. We can look at life and say, bring it on. A missionary from Africa was telling how one time he was teaching the children to sing, Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. And as they sang that song, he was looking at the children. And he knew the kind of homes that they came from. He knew that for many of his children, they didn't have enough food. But they were singing that song. Jesus loves me. This I know. There's a line in that song. I looked it up. And it says this: little ones to him belong. They are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Sisters and brothers, when we follow Jesus of Nazareth, the one who loves, and believe that God has a plan for each one of us from the moment we're born, no matter how life looks like at this time in our lives, God has something better in store for us, and something far more than we can ever dream of or imagine, the Bible says. God has something better for you. And so today I ask you to go out into that world, aware that there is exclusion, aware that there are people who believe that some are better than others. But we know better. We believe that children of God, no one is better than or less than anyone else. So go there. And Jesus meets you there. And when Jesus meets us, changes now. We will be set free, we will be healed, we will be able to stand up straight, we will receive the power of the Holy Spirit so we can praise God. That's an important piece to remember. Not only was she healed, but the very, very first thing that happens is that she is enabled to praise God after she is able to stand up straight. We will be giving back our true nature. We are sons and daughters of God. Sons and daughters of the covenant. We are members of the community that God has chosen. So no longer bent over under the weight of shame. No longer captive to sin or judgment. Every one of us can now stand tall, shoulder to shoulder with everyone else. This is God's word for us today. Praise God. Amen. Let us say these prayers for the people, and your response will be, may their burdens be eased and their lives made whole. Let's see if that bit will show up on the screen. Prayer. Yes. Dear sisters and brothers, let us hold in our hearts those who are way down. Those who are weighed down by sorrow, by hurt, by loneliness, by resentment, by responsibility, perhaps by fear, shame, and poverty. Your response. May their burdens be eased and their lives be made whole. Let us hold in our hearts today those who are unable to stand tall because of disease or injury or addiction, or self-doubt, or failure, or criticism, or just plain rejection. Let us hold in our hearts those who are prevented from being themselves, their true selves, by unjust workplace practices, by family patterns, by violence, or threats of violence. Let us hold in our hearts all those whose view of the world is limited by tradition, by rules, by experience, by mobility or place. May their burdens be eased and their lives be made whole. And I ask you now to call out the names of people for whom you would say today, this morning, may your burden be eased, may your life be made whole. Let us pray for them. Call them out now.
Sure.
We lift up the names of your children, O God. And may their burdens be eased and their lives be whole. And we ask you to stay with us because we have no one else. Stay with us, O God, be our protection, be our comfort, be our help in times of trouble. And together we pray, our Father. Let us pray.